Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, here we are. We're almost at Labor Day, and we have yet to see a budget that was signed by the governor. And that's not for lack of attempts by the House of Representatives to get some money to the folks that really need it. What's been going on, especially this week?
There's been a lot of effort, at least put in by our leadership and people at the table. And, you know, being a member of the Appropriations Committee, I'm in touch with my leadership there. And Representative Cutler, of course, is the whip from Lancaster County. And, you know, the House Republicans reached out. They actually told the governor that they'd be willing to increase education spending to $400 million. That's a $300 million increase over the budget that we passed before. That's significant. I mean, that is a huge number. And, of course, we were hoping that would be the start of a compromise with privatizing liquor and trying to get some pension reform relief, which also this state's in the dire straits in regard to that, and reached out. We thought that was going to be certainly a good start to this process. And, unfortunately, it's kind of fallen on deaf ears. And then in addition to that, we have a lot of human service agencies, particularly here in Lancaster County, and the county commissioners indicated they might even have to start cutting back on staff. And this past week, we tried to override portions of the governor's budget veto. And unfortunately, the override votes did fail along party lines. You need two-thirds of the House and the Senate to override a veto. And we only needed 14 votes in the House, and we were unable to pull that off. And, you know, this is kind of frustrating because these service agencies are going to have to lay off employees. And what really is frustrating is we actually tried to reach out and override vetoes for line items such as domestic violence and rape crisis centers. And the amount of people that use those services in the Commonwealth, I think people would be amazed just how much they are used. And unfortunately, the funding's not going to be there, and they may have to cut back or even close their doors or try to tap into their own personal line of credits from a business perspective. And there's costs associated with that and interest costs. And like I said, very disconcerting that it's reached this point. And in another area that a lot of people have reached out to me here in the 43rd District was, you know, the purchase textbooks for parochial schools and private schools, Christian schools. And unfortunately, those schools don't even have textbooks to open their new school year. You know, there's school nutrition programs. A lot of people are using the school lunch program. The funding for that isn't there at this point. And we tried to override all these items, and we did not have one Democrat that supported funding these items. And the reality is the governor's budget and our budget, we actually agreed on this in the original proposal. I mean, to veto it completely, I thought it was unfortunate. I didn't think we needed a full veto. 70% of the items we agreed on, and I think he should have gone ahead and approved the ones that we did agree on and move forward so that agencies such as this don't get hurt.
We're also here at the end of the summer, and the one agency of the state government that's still working is PennDOT, because they're funded from different sources. And I understand that they have a new website that lets people know what's going on with the highways, especially when there's construction work. What's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. This is actually on a more positive note. You know, the last unofficial week of summer is coming up, and the kids are getting ready to go back to school. Some have already started, but people want to go on vacation, and they want to travel throughout the state, and there's a website that can help make that easier. They can log on to www.511pa.com. That's www.511pa.com. And what that does, that allows travelers to check current traffic impacts due to construction, traffic delay warnings, accidents, weather forecasts. And, you know, football season's coming up. People might be traveling to, you know, Philadelphia State College. So this is a great way also to just check and see how traffic conditions are. And the service is free. There's also access to 770 traffic cameras in the state. I find that fascinating. And the service is free and available 24 hours a day. And it's also available through your smartphone if you're using one of those, too. So another great resource to use, and appreciate PennDOT's efforts in this.
Representative Greiner, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.